And today's message is, speak the solution. Speak the solution into your life. And now, before I start talking about that, I got to go back, because over the previous weeks, we've been kind of building. We've been building up, and I want to go back and just review quickly some of the things that I talked about. And we were talking about why Jesus walked on the earth, why he was crucified, why he was resurrected, and the importance of this. And a lot of people, as I was talking about several weeks ago, they missed the whole boat, and they think it was about suffering. And if you think it's about suffering, then you don't get to receive the good things that were meant, because he did that for a purpose. He did that so you could receive those promises that God made. He was opening the way, because remember, he overcame what they called the curse, meaning he overcame sickness, he overcame poverty, he overcame darkness, sorrow, suffering, grief. He overcame all those things that we struggle against in our lives. Each and every day, Jesus came forward to overcome it. And remember what I was talking about last week? He overcame those things so he could take them from you, meaning he could take sickness, disease, suffering, poverty. He took it all from you. Remember what I was saying last week? I was saying he's already, the minute you receive the Lord into your heart, and if you understand that he's already taken that, that means you don't have it. You don't have to have it. You don't have to have it in your life. You need to let it go. And so this is one of the things we've been talking about over those recent weeks. And we really got to understand clearly the whole purpose of why God came down on the earth to walk on the earth and go through that whole process. Because if we miss it, if we forget and get the wrong reason, we can't receive the benefits. And the benefits are healing or health. The benefits are being prosperous, having riches that God is pouring out upon you. Having a great relationship, having divine love flowing through your life each and every day, having a wonderful job, being successful in all areas of your life, every single area of your life. These are the benefits of why God came and walked on the earth, because he wanted to bless you. He wanted to bless you abundantly. He wanted you to be fruitful and multiply. He said this at the very beginning. This is what we've been talking about over the recent weeks. Is that God wants to bless you. And I keep drumming this into you because I want you to really understand that so clearly in your mind. God doesn't want to curse you. God never did. He is blessing you. From the very moment he created man, he said, I bless you, be fruitful and multiply. Now just think about that, multiply. That means if you have $1 and you let God multiply it in your life, you're going to have more than one. You're going to have two, you're going to have 10, you're going to have 100, you're going to have 1,000. If your health is good right now or okay, and God begins to multiply your health, you become healthier, you become stronger, you become more fit, you become more, your mind becomes clearer. If it's about your wisdom grows, it multiplies, it increases. So whatever it is in your life, God is improving it. And we have to understand that that has already been done. Remember I was talking about last week that a lot of times people that don't understand that, or some that even understand that, keep saying they keep living in the illusion. They keep living under an illusion that they're sick or that they're in poverty. And that is the illusion. That is the illusion. And we buy into it. We buy into that illusion that we're sick or that we're not well, and we got to wake up. We got to shake ourselves out of that illusion and realize, no, God has given me health. God has given me prosperity. God has given me a great relationship. And we have to speak the solution. This is where we're coming to today. This is the action that you have to take. When we're a person of faith, we speak by the things that God has said. We speak about the promises of God. Too often, though, we get caught up in speaking about the problems. We don't speak the solution, we speak the problems. We start to complain about what's wrong with me, what's wrong with my health, what's wrong with my relationship, what's wrong with my boss, what's wrong with my job. We start to talk, and it's so easy for us. We'll call up our best friend and we'll just chat away about everything that's wrong in our life for the next 2 hours. We're on the phone with them. And when we get off the phone and they're not there anymore, we'll talk to the next door neighbor. We'll talk to the coworker in the next cubicle. We'll find somebody on the street, or we'll go to a party and meet somebody we don't even know. And we'll start to just dump out what our problems are. Here's the problem with that. Talking about our problems. Let me read this verse from Proverbs 18, verse 21. It says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Your tongue has the power over death and life. That means whatever you're speaking about, if you're speaking about death, that's what you're going to get. If you're speaking about life, that's what you're going to get. Anything that falls under what we classify as the curse, meaning sickness or poverty, struggle, grief, sorrow, all those things fall under death. So if we're talking about those problems that we're going through all the time, if that's what we're conversing about all the time, and that's what our tongue is doing, we are now using our tongue to speak death over our life. We have to realize that the blessings or the promises that God has been pouring out upon us and telling us about and saying, you're going to receive those, that is life. When we receive the things of God, we are receiving life. When we receive the blessing, the prosperity, the health, the strength, when we receive the Lord into our heart, we are receiving life. If we speak about what God has said, that we, who we are and what we can do and the plan that he has put into our life, if that's what we talk about, then we are speaking about life. Our tongue is now using its power to create life. What we speak about is very important. We have to know and we have to choose. We have a choice, don't we? We can continue speaking about our problems, or we can start speaking solutions. Speaking the things of God or speaking solutions into our life. It takes a little practice, though, because, man, that's a habit that once you get into it, you're rolling. And everybody out there in the world is so happy to listen and jump in and tell you what's wrong with their life, right? And so the habit just gets so trained and ingrained into you that it's just so easy to talk about what's wrong. A good example of that is this week, I've spent a lot of time in the hospital, not myself personally. I mean, I've gone to visit at the hospital. A friend of mine was in ICU, and she had some internal bleeding, which is not good, so she ended up in the hospital, and she's got a lot of friends that come to the hospital, a lot of visitors, and a lot of people were emailing and calling, and everybody wanted to know what happened. You know, what happened that you're in there? And so she's telling this story about how she went through this problem, how this came up, the ambulance came and they took her to the hospital, and now she's got all these tubes in her arm and she's got this and that medication and that medication and this doctor said that and all these different details that she's talking about. And of course, the minute she finishes, another friend comes in and again, she starts all over again like a broken record because they say, what happened? They want to talk about those problems. About the third day goes along, and I walk in, and she says, man, it's just so exhausting. I got to keep telling this story over and over and over again. And she was already realizing, this isn't healthy. This isn't healthy to do. And I told her, I said, you start talking to them. If your friends come, you have them tell you good stories, fun stories. And you begin to talk to them about what you're going to do when you go home. You start telling them, what are the plans of your life? What goals do you have to achieve? Man, I got to get out of here tomorrow because I got things to do. You start to tell them what's going to happen when you get home. Because here's the problem, is that when we are continually looking back at what's wrong, and we are looking back, we are facing backward, we can't move forward in our life. She was continually being redirected back. Back where? Back into the hospital. Back into the ICU. Back into the medication, back into the problems, back into the situation. We had to turn that around. The minute she said, she's a smart woman, she said, yeah, I don't want that anymore. I'm going to start talking about the things that I need to do. Next day I came to visit her, she was already in a private room. They had moved her out of ICU. A lot of the tubes and things that she'd had in her nose and in her throat and in her arm, suddenly a lot of them were gone. Now there was suddenly only one tube in her arm. Things were already changing, and she was getting worked up about getting out of there. She had a fire in her belly about what she had to do in her life, where she was going in her life, and she was now looking forward. She had switched the whole way that she was looking, because before she was looking back at the problems, and she was using her tongue to speak death over her life. That's what she was doing. When she was talking about her sickness, she was talking death over her life. Remember what it said here. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. She was speaking death over her life again and again and again in that hospital room in ICU. How do you expect to get better? She realized, I'm feeling pretty crappy. And the more she talked about it, the worse she felt. But now she changes her behavior and she begins to speak about where she's going and what she's going to do. She's got a plan for when she gets out of the hospital. She's got a plan for when she gets home. And now she's looking forward. She looks so much better already. The minute she just switched that around and started speaking about something different, she already looked so much better, so much stronger, so much healthier. We have to watch what we are doing in our life. Watch what our tongue is saying. Do you want to speak death over your life? Speak about the sicknesses. Speak about the problems. Speak about what's wrong. Or do you want to speak life? Speak about the solution. Speak the solution in your life. I took it a step further with her. And I began to talk with her about God and God's plans. And I said, God wants you to be healthy. You know, he came and walked on the earth to take away sickness. You don't have it anymore. So you need to begin to speak about the health that you have. You need to speak about the strength that you have. You need to speak about the plan, because God said you're going to do great things. Remember what Jesus said, that those that believe in me will do what I have done and greater things than those you will do. He said that we would do greater things. So I began to tell her about that plan, the great things that she would do in her life, and I started praying over her. And this is the important thing. We can look at our problems and complain about them and talk about them, and all it does is it's going to bring us more death into our life. It's going to bring us more suffering. It's going to bring us more sorrow. Or we can speak the words of life. We can speak solutions. Solutions. Those are the words of God. Those promises that God made are the solutions. He talked about health. That's what he wanted to give us. And so that's what I began to pray over her. I said, I declare healing upon your life. You are healed and you are strong. Your body is strong and every organ is totally balanced and running great. And you are going home out of this hospital. I declared it over her life. Now, a doctor might have been standing beside me and said, this guy's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. But I'm a man of faith. And I speak words of faith. And that what that means is I speak the words of God. I speak the truth. Remember what God's promises are. God said that we should be healthy. And he came and walked on the earth to take away sickness. He took that away from us. He wanted us to be prosperous. So he came, he walked on the earth, and he took away poverty. Let me read this one about poverty. Here's a great verse from that. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. This is Paul who wrote this, and he's talking about Jesus here. Though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. He took the poverty from you, which made him poor, but he did it so you could receive riches. You got that? He already took the poverty from you. You don't have the poverty. Stop living in the illusion. Start living in the truth. But we need to use the words. We need to speak the solutions if we're going to receive the promises. This is the action that you need to take today. You need to put it into action. Begin to speak solutions. Break the old habit of speaking about the problems and begin to speak the solutions. This isn't just positive thinking, guys. Positive thinking, sometimes we get in our hearts that we want something and we start to talk about it and be all positive and optimistic. This is more than that. We're speaking the words of God, the promises of God. These are the things that God has already done and already planned for your life. That is far more than positive thinking. That is powerful because it's already been done. The things that God has said have already been done for you. How do you bring them into your life? You speak the solutions. If you keep speaking the problems, what's wrong, you're going to continue to get what's wrong. You're going to continue to face the wrong direction. You're going to continue to go backwards. If you begin to say, I am healthy, I am strong, thank you, God, If that's what you're declaring, you're proclaiming over your life, you're now speaking the solution. And that's completely in alignment with what God said. That's completely in alignment with where you want to go. We need to speak the solution or the answer to where we want to be. You want to be prosperous? You need to begin to speak. Thank you, God, for bringing in great abundance and prosperity. Thank you, God, for that powerful job. I thank you. Now, you may not have that job yet, so you might be going, what is he talking about? But that's, God has already promised you the prosperity. And when you begin to speak the solution, it will pour forth to you very powerfully. Imagine this. God has already laid up for you everything you need to receive his promises. It's laid up for you in heaven. Imagine it's up there on a hill. There's a big dam above it, holding it up there, right? And what you're doing when you're declaring or you're speaking the solution, you are calling down out of heaven, you are calling down the things that God has prepared for you. You are calling them down, saying, come on down. I received this. Come on, bring it to me. Bring me the prosperity. Bring me the health. Bring me the abundance. Bring me that guy that I've been waiting for, that relationship, if that's what it is, right? Bring me that partner. It's already been promised. It's already been laid up for you, and it's waiting for you to begin to speak the solution. If you continue to speak the answer, that's what you're going to get. Excuse me. As it said, our tongue has power. We have to be careful and notice how are we using it. We have gotten into a bad habit of talking about what's wrong. That tongue has got power, and that tongue keeps bringing us more problems because we keep wagging it about the problems. We need to get into and understand what God was saying and begin to use that power of that tongue now to speak solutions, to speak the answers. And those are the promises of God. The more that we speak those, the more they will come. Great story. Liza touched on it earlier. We got a chance to talk to this lady we hadn't seen in a while, and she took this Soul Purpose workshop. And the great thing about it was she had this job, and the job is kind of, she's been there for about 12 years in this previous job, and now suddenly it's changed, and it's not what she wanted anymore. And she could have done what a lot of people do. She could have started complaining about the boss. She could have started complaining about the job, and now you're letting your tongue speak death over your life. But she didn't do that. She got active and started working with God. She came to the Soul Purpose workshop and she started saying, God, what is my purpose? Where do you want me to go next? What do you want me to do? God began to talk to her about her dream job. That's the word she used, her dream job. And she started talking about the dream job. When she walked out of that workshop, she wasn't talking and complaining about the boss. She didn't fall into that trap. She was talking about the dream job. She was talking about what the dream job was, what it was going to do, how excited she was about the dream job, how it just her imagining and talking about that dream job just excited her and filled her up. It was an amazing thing. Well, lo and behold, it's only been a few months of her being excited about that dream job. She calls Liza and was it earlier in the week or last week? Last week. She calls us and she says, I'm going in for an interview. For the dream job. The dream job had already showed up. It had only been a couple of months, and now the dream job was there, and she's going to be interviewed for it. She's now gone for 3 interviews for that job. It looks to me like she's got that dream job. The dream job is hers. And she's already speaking, I got my dream job. I received that dream job. Wow, this is the best job. And she's already coming up with more ideas. God is pouring out more information upon her about what she can do in this job. And she is just jumping out of her skin. And she did that not because she complained about the old boss, not because she got on the phone with all her best friends. You know, what are they? BBF? No, BFFs? What are they? You know, your best friend thingies. I don't know all those little codes. But whatever they are. She didn't get on the phone with them and complain, you know, how bad her old boss was and her old job was starting to really suck the big one. No, she started talking and speaking the solution. What is the solution? God put a dream in her heart a long time ago and put skills and gifts into her heart that she could do amazing things. And now she started to speak that over her life. She began to declare. And this is what you can do too. You can, if you're feeling sick, you can start to declare what God said is. Because whatever God said is, is. Don't be fooled by the illusion of sickness. It's an illusion. It's not real because God came and walked on the earth and took the sickness away. Don't be fooled by the poverty because he took poverty away from you. Don't be fooled by the struggle or the grief or the sorrow because he took that away too. Everything that was under the curse, he took it from you. You don't have it anymore. So don't live like you do. Don't speak like you do. Begin to speak about the dream job, or better yet, the dream life. The dream life that God prepared for you. You have a dream life. And all you need to do to receive it is to put into action your tongue. Your tongue has incredible power. What have you been using it for? Start to use it to speak about the dream life. What is your dream life? What is the dream life that God has promised you? God has promised you abundance, prosperity, a perfect relationship with incredible divine love between the two of you. Those are the promises of God. Incredible abundance, success in every area of your life. That is the dream life that you should be speaking about. And we need to start speaking about it now. You don't wait until it comes, because if you're only talking about where you are, you're already looking back. You need to start looking forward, speaking the dream life right now, speaking the solution over your life. Let that tongue go to work for you and speak about the good things that God has promised you already. And the more you let that tongue work, it will come to you. It will flow forth. Don't look back at the problems. Look forward to the solution. The solution that God has already provided. That perfect relationship. That abundance. That prosperity. That health. And speak about how strong you're getting. How prosperous you are. You can declare this. This is how you do it. Because it takes practice. Isn't it funny? We don't need any practice complaining about what's wrong, right? We're really good at that. We got that trained in. But we got to get practiced. We got to get trained and build a habit of speaking about the dream life. Isn't that sad that we have to train because we are so out of practice? But we want, if we work together, if we help one another, and we begin to speak the dream life over our life, it will come to us and it won't take that long. And we can help one another do that. We can help one another by encouraging one another and declaring the God's promises over each other. What do I mean by declaring? That means if somebody's sick, you don't go, "Oh, you poor, where's the Kleenex? Oh my goodness, can I get you some medication? Oh, oh my God, this is so awful. She's sick. Oh, she's probably never going to get out of bed. She'll probably miss several days at work. Thank goodness you got that health insurance because you're going to need it. Oh, goodness." Or you can speak the dream life and you can speak the solution over them. God has already taken away sickness and he has given health. So over your friend now you declare, "I declare health. I declare your body strong. I declare those sniffles and congestion gone. I declare that backache or that pain to be removed. You are healthy. You are strong because God has delivered health unto you, and receive it right now. I declare you receive it right now." You can declare it or you can proclaim it. Like the town crier who used to ring the bell making announcements, you can make an announcement like that. You can proclaim, "I proclaim prosperity in my life today. I proclaim that there is abundance and that money is pouring down. I call down what God has prepared for me in heaven. I call down that abundance and I receive it in Jesus' name. And I'm celebrating already. Thank you, God, for the abundance and the prosperity." You can call down that partner or proclaim him. "I declare that I have that loving and healthy partner that they are pouring into my life. I have them already. Thank you, God, for a person with such a great heart. Thank you, God, for such a loving partner that I get to share and do things with. Man, they are fantastic. That guy is incredible." If we speak the solution, we are completely in alignment with God's promises. If we begin to use the power of our tongue for that by declaring, proclaiming, and calling things out of heaven. Remember what I was saying. Jesus walked on the earth. He went through the resurrection. He received all authority over all things. Authority over all things. That means there's nothing that he didn't have power over. Sickness, death, debt. Didn't matter. He had power over everything. And then he took that authority and he gave it to you. When you receive Jesus into your heart, you now have the authority. That means you have the authority to call health into your life. You have the authority to call prosperity into your life. You have the authority to call your partner into your life. You have that authority when you have that relationship with the Lord. You have that authority. And now it's time to begin to use it. Put your tongue into action. I want to encourage you, when we stop today, you'll have a chance to speak to some of your friends. Speak to maybe some people you haven't seen in a little while. And I want to encourage you, speak the dream life to them today. Start right now before you leave here, because you need practice. We got to start practicing this right now. Speak the dream life. Begin to proclaim and declare and call out of heaven what you want. Today is the day, and the moment is now to start that new habit. You can do it because God has prepared you and provided all things for you to grow, to be healthy, to be successful in all areas of your life. And you just need to start speaking and using the power of that tongue today, right now. That's what I encourage you as we're about to conclude here. As you get up, speak to your friends about the dream life, about what's coming into your life, about what you're receiving, the great plans that God wants you to do. And I want to go a step further on that. I want you to know it's not only for your own selfish needs or things that are in your life. You can begin to declare and proclaim when you see something going on out in the community. If you see a neighborhood struggling, they're in poverty, or there's a lot of violence going on in that neighborhood, begin to proclaim the peace of God, because he brought peace and he took away that suffering and that strife. So begin to proclaim, I call down God's peace into this neighborhood. I claim this neighborhood in the name of Jesus. This is a peaceful neighborhood that is united and working together. Begin to proclaim that and call down other parts of the world. If you see something going on, a struggle or something that's not working in some other part of the world, maybe there are people struggling and don't have enough to eat, you begin to call down the abundance of God. Remember, he said, multiply and be fruitful. He was saying there is plenty, there is no lack, there is prosperity. It's for you to call down that prosperity. He has laid it up. God, bring down that abundance of food into that country, into that region. Bring it down right now. Lord, I declare that it's there. I declare that they are receiving the nutrients and the prosperity that they need so they can have a great life, a successful life, the dream life. Speak the solution. Speak the solution as you go out there and go forward. I hope you've received this today, because if you can speak the solution, your life will change in every single way. Have that relationship with the Lord in your heart, and you are one with him. And then when your tongue speaks, you speak the words of life, and your life transforms. And it doesn't have to take long. It'll be like this lady that asked for the dream job. Just a couple of months. She's already there. She's already got it. You can have it too. You can have the dream life very quickly.